Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me? Jenny, Jenny.
All right. Simply Music with Jenny, and the mic works and the connection works, and we'll just cross our fingers and see how long it lasts.
And we're ready to go.
Oh my goodness. And I had the Lord's Prayer in here, and I really wanted to do that again today, but I can't find it. So I'm not quite sure what happened to it. Library and the other library, and something didn't make it. But that's okay. That's okay, because it'll be there for tomorrow. I'll know where to go find it, and I'll just load it up again, and we'll be fine. That's what I'm going for anyway. We're going to say that. We're going to say that. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. So, but you know, it turned out okay. I mean, we had a couple of snafus yesterday, but it turned out okay. It finally let me call in, and we got back on the air, and we went with it. So I'm okay with that. I feel good about that. And I have to say that, you know, we got that message about Shauna not doing shows for a while. And so my mind says, oh, no show on Friday. Well, guess what? She had the show last night and I missed it. I don't know how many of y'all missed it, but she did have the show last night. And I erroneously thought that she didn't. But she's going to take this next week off, and she will be back with a slightly different format on Friday. So we figured something out that I think everybody's going to be happy with. And we talked it over. And it's like, you know, it's basically she made the decision because it's her show. So, okay, that's cool. I like that. And what she's going to do is she's going to have callers from the beginning of the show. And we're going to mix it up kind of like you would a cake mix, okay? Whatever the subject of the show is the flower. And it, of course, goes all through the whole time period of the show. But instead of waiting to add callers in at the end and just reading whatever the subject is, we're going to mix it all together. She's going to have callers come in at the beginning, and it's just going to be, it's going to be fun again. It's going to be more like it used to be. You know, the colors are the sugar in the cake mix. The music is the eggs and the salt and the leavening and, you know, things like that, the flavoring. And then the subject matter is the flour. And you got to have all of it together. So we're just going to mix it all up. She's going to have callers, and she's going to have music, and she's going to have everything for the whole show. So it's going to be a whole lot more fun, and it's still going to be informative. We're still going to get the information, and we're all going to enjoy it more, including her. So that's okay. We like that. We like that. So it's all right. It's all right. But it was kind of strange to not have a show last night. It was very, very strange. So that's okay. Next Friday, there will be a show. And it's going to be a good one. And we're all going to have fun. So y'all show up next Friday, because you'll like it. And you're going to be sorry if you don't. You're going to be sorry if you don't. So anyway, that's how that is. You know, everybody needs a break now and again. And it's just time that Shauna takes a break. There's been too much going on lately. She just needs to take a break. And that's good. That's good. We're going to support her in that. And it's going to come back and be better. So let's plan on that. And in light of that, we're going to have the Guess Who. Diane sent me, Diane sent me 3 or 4 songs. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start out with one of the songs she sent me, the Guess Who. And it's No Sugar Tonight and New Mother Nature. Those two just seem to dovetail together every time you look for them. So that's what we're going to do. The Guess Who. Mind. I was trying to get that. My brain just went, bleep, turn off. Okay. Oh, good grief. No sugar tonight and new Mother Nature. That's what I was trying to say, and it just flew out of my brain and said, forget you. And I did.
No sugar any night.
Oh, my goodness. I've had pizza for lunch today, and I think that was probably a really bad idea.
It's affecting
too many carbohydrates.
Jenny.
Too many carbohydrates. It does me in. So anyway, I'm done in. Well, my brain is done in. I'm fine. My brain's not. Do with that information whatever you want. There it is.
Yeah.
All right, let's do a couple of parodies because fun. They're just they're fun. Okay. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny. Oh, yes. This is one. He gave this one to me. John gave this one to me last. John is the parody wizard. He finds some good ones. Mm-hmm. Yes. And this one is called We Vote Him Away. So you can kind of guess. Let's just listen to it because it's funny. It's hilarious. Here we go.
We vote him away.
Vote him away, 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 vote him away.
In the White House, the mighty White House, the liar tweets tonight. In the West Wing, the self-obsessed wing, the liar tweets tonight. Doctors, hush reporters, hush you science nerds. Look, my ratings are through the roof when I just say happy words. Like all the rest, a left-wing coup. We've got lots of PPE. The cupboard's bare. It's Obama's fault, you see. The buck stops there. In the country, the quiet country, no nurses sleep tonight. But in the White House, the full of shite house, the liar tweets tonight.
that's it. Just cut it off, surprise everybody, be done. And that was it.
That was really good. That was, I enjoyed that.
That was funny. That was funny. You think of all of the stuff that he has said in the past couple of months and all the stuff he's backpedaled on in the past couple of months. And, yeah, that has more truth to it than you would think.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, he started out as a businessman. He turned into a politician. That's all I can say about that. Everybody knows what I'm saying, you know. That's, hey. And it's true. We're going to have a fun one now, too. You've lived in a cave all these years if you don't know what the Sound of Music movie is all about and if you've never seen it. Everybody's seen the Sound of Music.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the song. Yes. Mm-hmm. Three or four times or five, something like that anyway. So you know the song Do Re Mi where she's teaching the children how to sing?
Yeah.
Okay. They did a parody on that.
Well, I haven't liked
Oh, yeah. So here you go. The parody on Do Re Mi.
At the very beginning, a sore throat, a cough in Wuhan, and in no time at all there were
1, 2, 3,
and one went on a plane, took it overseas,
overseas,
overseas, and that's how pandemics get started, you see, woe is me,
woe is me,
now we've got COVID-19.
Oh, let's see if I can make it easier.
Do not fear, but please stay here. Stay at home now, everyone. We must wash and clean things well. Cars, no long trips, just for fun. Don't let COVID virus spread. Isolate yourself at home. Friends online instead. That's a healthy way to go. Oh, oh, oh.
Do not fear, but please stay here. Stay at home now, everyone. We must wash and clean things well. Cars, no long trips, just a little fun. Don't let COVID virus spread. Isolate yourself at home. Self-isolate. Wash your hands, use lots of soap. Don't go further than your gaze. Social life must stay online. Keep 2 meters clear of me. Watch TV, drink lots of wine. That will kill COVID-19.
Cough in your elbow, wash your hands with soap. Now, children, staying at home and so on are things we do to stop the spread of COVID-19. Once you have this in your head, you can do a million different things at home to stay sane. Like this.
Sleep, eat, whinge, tweet, snooze, blob, think.
Sleep, eat, whinge, tweet, snooze, blob, think.
Loaf, mooch, doze, smooch, binge, watch, drink.
Love, moosh, doze, smoosh, binge, wash, drink.
Now put it all together.
Sleep, eat, whinge, tweet, snooze, blog, think. Love, moosh, doze, smoosh, binge, wash, drink.
Good. But staying inside is so boring.
So we think about why. Remember why we're doing it. Like this.
When you know the
you need. Keep your bubble tightly closed, and we'll beat this bug with speed. So,
just like a simple song,
and you're bored out of your mind. Suck it up and stay at home, and we'll leave this bug behind.
Cough in your elbow, wash your hands,
keep 2 meters away from me. Yes, please, I'm germ-free. And that's how I'd like to be. Keep away, please, from me. I stay COVID-free when I'm germ-free. And that's how I'd like to be. Keep away, please, from me. I stay COVID-free.
Germs, I'm germ-free.
Stay away from you.
Stay inside your bubble now. Do not spread those germs around. Yes, you might be going mad and be desperate to get out. It's a nasty world out there. Keep the social distance rule. Everything you touch, beware. You can spread more germs. You have got the power to flatten.
We probably could have lived without the sneeze at the end, but, you know, hey, I thought that was terribly cute. I really did.
Well, not the wee
I'm one of those. Well, I'm one of those that when the movie was so popular, I was in school, in grade school, fourth grade, something like that anyway, and I knew the whole song. So when I come and I hear something like this done on that song, it tickles my funny bone. It just really does. I like it when my funny bone gets tickled.
Don't we all?
I would think so, yes. It's just one of those things. You know, some things you just can't live without, and that's one of them. Yeah.
One of them. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, one more parody, and this is a good one. It's and John sent this, of course. He sent all of them. Ernesto Ferro, and he's doing a parody on the tune of "Don't Be Cruel," so we can enjoy this one. This is cool.
When COVID-19 comes around, you'll be safe from harm. But don't be cruel, to all of us be true. If the virus makes you mad, some people still doing wrong, let all of us take a stand so our future will again be strong. But don't be cruel, to all of us be true. Do what's right and show. Maybe it's all the people I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of the victims. Don't stop caring every day. This will all be over soon if all of us will say, don't be cruel, don't be cruel. Let's all just do our part. Baby, I appeal straight. Separation is short-lived. We'll be back together soon. Just hang in there a little longer, then we'll all sing a happy tune. Don't be cruel, to all of us be true. Do what's right and show some love. Maybe it's all the people I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel, don't be a fool. Don't be cruel, to all of us be true.
go. Now, that was nice and smooth and nothing too hilarious. Just nice parody.
Thank you, John.
But it was a good one. I think it was a good one. Yeah, it wasn't hilarious, but it was good.
Yeah.
You know? That's one of those where you can listen to it and take that advice. You know? Just take that advice. And then it's like, why? Oh, gosh. Well, I'm a person that has a very super high resistance to anything flu-like. So I'm sitting here going, I'm not going to get this crap. Why do I have to be so freaking careful? And it's like, okay, Jen, it's not you. It's what might happen to other people. And it's like, oh, yeah, get over it, guys. Please, just get it past. I'm still waiting. I'm just still waiting. It'll happen. It'll happen. Patience, jackass, patience. Yeah, well, I try. Sometimes I'm very trying.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do... I got a hair in my mouth, excuse me. I'm going to do one of John's regular requests, and then we'll go on from there. It's by Coors. It's a group called The Coors.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I've never heard of them before, so I can't say anything about them. But they're doing a song. It's really a nice song. It's nice. It's something that you kind of want to tell somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's called Runaway.
Say it's true. There's nothing like me. Not alone. Tell me you feel it too.
So nice. So nice. It just makes you want to take hold of somebody's hand.
Yes.
Somebody that you really care about. And run away.
Yes.
And, you know, bang, the whole thing. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Oh, don't you just feel that sometime? Just mm-hmm. a favorite person that you could be with forever and just go and run away from everything, go somewhere and enjoy things, enjoy life, enjoy nature, enjoy whatever there is to enjoy where you are.
Yep. Enjoy your time together. Yep.
I do feel like that sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah, the North Woods comes to mind. Not Maine, not Alaska, but you know, somewhere up in Michigan, Wisconsin, North Idaho.
Oh, anywhere.
Home country. Well, North Idaho is home country. I kind of know my way around there. Well, I used to. I'm not sure anymore. After 22 years, who knows? My gosh. I have a request from Linda.
Oh, lovely.
Doesn't happen very often, so I wanted to make sure and play that for her. Marvin Gaye doing What's Going On. So here you go, Linda.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to delay. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Right on.
There you go. Marvin Gaye. Another one that we lost to a tragedy. But it was his own fault. I'm sorry. It wasn't drugs. So, you know, and that's all we're going to say about it. If you want to know, you'll have to look it up yourself. I'm not going there.
He's going to
shot him.
Well,
yes.
He did something else as well. Okay, another one of Diane's songs. She sent me so many good ones. It's like she must have sent me 10 songs yesterday in the space of 15 minutes. It's like, what are you doing, girl? What are you doing? Absolutely nothing but playing online. Okay, we can cover that. This is a song by Journey. And, you know, and she sends me some stuff that it's like I haven't thought about for a long time, but they were favorites back in the day. When
brings
they
it all back.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And she's 3 years younger than I am, and she's doing all of these songs. It's like, okay, girl, where you were when we were growing up? You weren't doing this when we were growing up. Anyway. Well, that's okay. Us three girls were all, they always called us the three girls because we were within years of each other. I was the eldest. Rita was 18 months younger than me, and Diane was a year younger than Rita.
Wow, no TV then.
Plus 2 months, yeah. So we were always the three girls. There's seven kids in our family, and anytime anybody said the three girls,
TV.
we knew what they were talking about. Oh, my gosh. It was, man, you know, my family would have made a really good sitcom.
Definitely.
You had an entire Friday bench.
Oh, my word. So many things. Anyway, she sent me this song yesterday, and it's by Journey. I didn't even know who Journey was, you know. But this one is like, okay, we have all been in the position of having our hearts squashed under a boot.
Yeah.
This song is kind of about that. So please try to not put your hate on.
No, okay.
Don't dust off the anger or anything. It's a good song, but it guaranteed to bring some memories back. You know, maybe aren't that great, but at least they're past. You can think of it that way. They're past. So this is Journey. They're doing Lovin', Touchin', Squeezin'.
Someone else loving.
You got to love that. You got to love that. It's so hard to sit here and not sing the harmony parts that you always sing when you hear that song, you know. And that's one of the songs that I have on a 70s CD. And when I used to have a Jaguar, and I used to get in and just drive around for the heck of it, you know, spend 2 or 3 hours just driving. And I'd drive up to Sedona and then drive home and then try to get up and go to work the next day. That was interesting. But I would put that CD in. And this is one of the songs that I would just play over and over and over. I knew every word. I knew all the harmony parts. And it was just fun. You know, open the windows on the Jag and just go. Only you had to be careful. Because it went. Oh. Yeah. I looked down the speedometer once. Okay, speed limit is 75 on some stretches of that highway. And I looked down the speedometer once, and it said 89.
Oh.
It's like, oops. That was really good. But it was so easy to do in that car. Oh, my gosh, driving that car was so much fun. But when the driver's side seatbelt, something broke on it and it wouldn't retract. I went to get it fixed, and they told me it would cost $600. That's when I decided I had to sell that car. So when you can't afford to fix a car, see a Jaguar, you better sell it, because that Jag is going to need fixing regular.
Yeah.
But, oh, man.
You have your hand in your pocket.
Oh, I loved that car. But, oh, well. Got to own one once. So, hey, I'm good. I got to own a Cadillac once, and I got to own a Jaguar once. I'm good. Hey, you know, how many people get to own two of their dream cars? You know?
That's true. Yeah.
I doubt if I'll ever be able to own a Jag Roadster, 53 Roadster, red with white interior.
Oh,
I'll never get to do that, but it's a nice dream.
Yeah.
Some dreams come true. Some dreams do come true. Mm-hmm. That one's not likely, so I'm not going to worry about it. So we're good with that. We're good with that. All right. Another request, because I do have a lot of them today, and I love this.
Okay.
I absolutely love this. This is from Jim, and it's The Doors.
Oh, lovely.
He likes Bob Seger. He likes The Doors. He likes AC/DC. Well, I played AC/DC on Thursday. I'm not ready for another dose of AC/DC. Sorry, Brandon, but I can do The Doors. I can do The Doors. Seventh grade when their big album came out, so I can do The Doors. This is Love Me Two Times. Not the way.
Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today.
love me one time. Could not speak. Love me one time, baby. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Last week, all through the week. Love me two times.
I really like that. There are a lot of Doors songs that I like. So they used to get in, well, Jim Morrison used to get in a lot of trouble.
Did they?
He was kind of stuck on himself. Yeah. Uh-huh. And he wanted to make sure that all the ladies knew it. So he got in some trouble. He got in some trouble. So we won't go into particulars because they're kind of like, wonder, you know, it's a little juvenile, let's put it that way.
Right.
I would have laughed if the dude crushed him, so it's probably a good thing I wasn't there.
oh
you can imagine. Yeah, you can imagine. You've got good imagination, you can figure it out. Okay, another one of John's contributions. John, I love you. You're just so great. You make my job so easy. I really love it. This is good. I've not heard this version of the song before. I've just always heard Juice Newton doing it, and she wasn't even the original artist that did it. That's back in the '60s, kids. So you know, hey, this is Barbara Jones. And she does it a little bit differently, and it's really awesome. Barbara Jones doing Angel of the Morning.
Oh.
I'm
There you go. And that's one I couldn't resist. I was sitting here saying the whole thing. Never did it in reggae before, but, oh, man, that was fun.
I love that. That music was really good.
Yeah. That was, and your old feet should have been going again. Mine
yes,
were.
It was.
I'm doing my chair dance, you know. I'm tethered to the computer, so I'm doing my chair dance. You know? And we have another caller. Hello. Oh, Susan just bopped out again.
Oh.
Jenny, I'm a calling in your show.
Yeah.
Hi, Sona.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
How you doing, girl?
Oh, I'm doing fine, just dealing with an ant problem. But, you know, living in the country isn't always roses, you know. You got to do stuff.
Oh, no. We got grapevines and we got lilies and we got...
We got ants.
And we got ants. Oh, my gosh. I've been dealing with this one ant nest for 7 years and it just won't go away.
I cleaned it up off the floor and got them all rid of, but you have to get them at the source, so I have baited them with borax. Hopefully they'll take it to their queen, because I don't want to deal with that mess again. They were in the garbage. They were in the refrigerator. I don't know how they did that. They got into the drawers. They got into the cabinets. And I don't lay out sugar and stuff, so I don't know what the heck they're looking for, but they were all looking.
What kind of ants are they, honey?
Oh, crikey.
They're black ants. Little bitty, tiny black ants. It rained here.
Okay.
Well, what happened is it's rained here for a really long time. So they're moving their babies places. We've cleaned their babies up and them up millions of times since we moved here. Our mailbox gets took over. They'll try going in the wood pile. I mean, they move from one place to the other.
Oh, yes.
And stay in the same spot. They're annoying.
You will be dealing with those ants the rest of your life.
Well, I have been. I haven't really mentioned it, but since I've moved here, we have. It's an off and on hate relationship. That's all I have to say.
I had a really bad nest of those little red sugar ants under my kitchen when I moved into this trailer. We managed to get rid of those. We had to take the insulation out and spray and sprinkle and whatever else, but we did get rid of those. But we have two or three huge nests of these cutter ants. I can't get rid of those for love nor money. You bait them with stuff that's supposed to kill. The problem being is that their nests are so extensive. I mean, I've got like a 3 foot tall ant hill under one end of the trailer.
That's part of how your Arizona architecture is. You got an ant hill there, you got a tumbleweed there, you got some sand over there. No, I'm just playing. But I can understand. Ants are everywhere, and they are a menace, and I'm going to get rid of them in the house this time. I would say once and for all, but I'm not going to say for all, because they'll find their way back somehow, some way.
Yes, they will.
They always
do. And you never know. You know, if you can at least get rid of them out of the house and keep them out of the house, you know, do your perimeter after they're gone, you might be able to keep them out of the house, but you're not going to keep them away. They're going to be
They travel from one place to the other since we've moved here. We've been here almost 2 years, from one place to the other. They just go from move from one hill to the next or wherever else they hide. But they have been a menace, and I'm trying boric acid for a change and baiting them. So hopefully they will take it to their queen, because I'm tired of her having her babies.
Oh, but honey,
the time is
You know what?
Uh-huh. What?
That won't matter, because you know how ants function. If that queen dies, they take another egg and feed it in a way that makes it a queen, so that they have a new queen when that hatches.
It's just one of those things we're probably going to have to deal with. I mean, ants is better than roaches. I guess I'll take ants.
Yes. If you have a choice, take ants. We have two
little mice in our basement. We're just waiting for them to go into the cage traps we have baited so we could just put them back outside so they can just run back in.
There you
I
go.
Would use the poison. I would, everybody, but I have I have little critters, and I have a turtle now. Oh, yeah, you guys don't know. I have a turtle now because Wade decided that he wanted a turtle
yeah,
that
we
were saving.
That.
And then, you know, we have a dog,
that, yeah.
And rat poison just doesn't work well when
no.
I know there's
no,
other animals.
No.
Well, and you know what, honey? You don't really want to do that anyway because I've seen that done, and it's a very horrible, cruel death.
I know it
and
is.
Even
yeah, that's
man.
All my dad
even
would use was that
I'm
poison
sorry.
That made him thirsty so they'd go
oh.
outside and die. But it's a very painful death. But
well, you know what?
Anyway, we do what we can to get rid of critters, even if it is the humane way. We still want to get rid of them.
That's the problem, though, sweetheart, is it doesn't just make them thirsty. It makes them bleed. Internally, that's where the pain comes from.
I know, it's a painful death, girl. That's
it's
why I'm
horrible.
Not really using poison.
It's totally I can't.
And I don't
I cannot,
want some dog getting into it that decides to come near our
exactly.
house or anything like that.
Exactly.
So I just don't
no,
use
I'd,
poison.
I'd rather
There's
deal,
other ways.
I'd rather deal with the little critters. I have found mice in my laundry before. So okay, we're washing that load again. Put the dead mouse in the garbage.
Yeah, when we first moved here, there was a mama and some mice babies in the corner of the garage. What we just did was we just moved them to another area on the property. Just like, here you go. Just stay away from our house.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let them do their thing out in the woods somewhere. That's okay. I don't mind that.
Yeah. That's what we were going to do with Wade's turtle Zilla. We were just going to let him free, you know, because he was wild. But my son is so attached, now we have a turtle, a wild eastern fox turtle.
Oh, bless.
But we have another
He can't
color.
Let him go. I go down there, even though the turtle is not interested, all he wants to do is go and go, you know, get loose. All my kid goes down there and feeds it shrimp and takes a ball and starts, you know, patting, you know, throwing the ball. It's like, you know, that turtle is a turtle, right? The day it will be a miracle if that turtle gets that ball and brings it back to you like a dog. I will put you on
a
pet
show. It could happen. It could happen. It could happen.
Well, our son is trying to tame this turtle, and it's the most cutest thing. It's just, hopefully we can keep him, but if not, we live in the woods. We can just let him go, and he'll
it's okay. Yeah.
Find his
we
way
will
somewhere.
Catch another one.
Oh.
Well, every time I say Zilla, I think of Scylla, so it just makes my brain laugh when I look at that turtle. It just
that's
makes
okay.
my brain laugh.
Laughing is okay. Laughing is okay. That's fine. If you cringe, that would be different, but, you know, laughing's okay.
No, I'm not cringing. No. The look is pretty close.
That's
so funny.
We have another caller.
You said we
had
a laugh. Well, that makes me laugh. But, yeah.
Say hello, caller. Code 972.
Hello, it's me.
Hi. It's Sue. Hello. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing pretty good. I was listening to your show, and I was hearing about your aunt situation. Shauna's.
It's terrible.
I have
it's
a possible
terrible.
Cure for you, Shauna.
Oh,
would
yeah.
you like to hear it?
Okay.
Can
yes.
you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Quick grit.
Quick grits. Will that make them
really?
Go away?
Quick grits. Let me tell you what happens. Is
what?
I have them here in my yard, and they come up in the piles, okay? You don't put the quick grits on them when the pile is wet. You wait until it dries out. You sprinkle maybe on a, you know, average-sized ant hill, you know, maybe a quarter of a box of quick grits. And what happens is that the ants take it to the queen, and when she drinks the water, it swells her up and she bursts.
Oh, yeah, because quick grits expand when it gets wet. So
yeah.
they'll expand.
Even like in your mailbox and in your house, you can put little piles in different places.
Hey, I will use that.
Yeah,
I will bait them with
sure
that
it's
as well.
Quick grits because those are the ones that swell kind of on their own and cook quicker.
The quick ones. Yeah.
You know, not that
or,
you're cooking
yeah.
them, because you put
yeah.
them on their plane.
Well,
yeah.
I will definitely try that, Miss Sue. Thank you. I didn't have
oh,
no
you're
idea.
You're welcome. It does work. That was my mother's recipe.
Oh, good.
Well,
I'm going to use that. I have a bag. I don't think no one has. I think about everyone I know has a bag of quick grit somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. I
we
have
love
them
our
in
grit.
My cupboard.
Grits
I'm
are awesome.
I'm down south, but I got them.
We Well, it's not just a Southern thing. They're good anyway.
I like them.
Yeah, I do too, except I eat them differently. My husband likes mixing it with eggs and cheese and meat and making a big breakfast bowl out of it, and I can't do that. I'm weird. I have to make it into a warm, sweet cereal type thing. You know, I have
yes.
to add the sugar and the milk.
Yes, 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 yes. Brown sugar, a little bit of butter.
And milk,
and
yeah.
Cream.
Well, my husband likes
cream.
It the Southern way, you know, just
cream.
All, just put all kinds of stuff in it.
We need cream. We need cream. Hey, Susan's back. Hey, Suze. Susan's
yeah.
back. She's walking back and forth across the ocean. This is fourth time.
Well, Susan
but
has to travel a long way. It takes her a while to come back.
Okay, let's take care of another request from Diane. Like I said, she sent me a dozen of them. I'm not playing a dozen of them. I think I'm playing three, four, something like that. Anyway, the Guess Who again, and it's called Hand Me Down World. Guess Who? Guess Who? There's two bands. One goes by The Guess Who. One goes by Guess Who. It's very confusing. So,
it
We won't try and figure it out. We don't care.
They're
done now anyway. Yeah, exactly. They're passé. We don't have to care. Okay. Here's another one that John sent me today. The Four Seasons. So we're reaching back just a little bit for this one.
Oh, lovely.
This is called, and you're going to recognize this one. I mean, you know, Frankie Valli just, he's the only one that can do this properly.
I'll
Big
wait to
girls
see them.
Don't cry. Oh, lucky
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I voluntarily go to the corner. I just, that's where I gravitated. I went to the corner. Forget about it. That's okay. And then I could see.
Well, I hate to do this to you, but can I say something for 2 minutes and then I'll let you go? I'll let you have it. I don't like doing this, but our special guy wanted me to mention something. Just don't worry about my shows on Friday, folks. We have it under control, okay? Everything will be fine and back to normal and even better real soon, especially with my internet. It's getting fixed ASAP. But we're going to be doing little changes with the Friday shows, okay? I'm going to start accepting callers right at the very beginning. No more having to wait. No more having to be bored by all that history and nothing else being done. Don't worry about Friday shows. We're changing it up a little bit and making it better for everybody. Okay?
Right.
All I wanted to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just going to.
No, you got to put a little Arizona desert into it, honey. Yeah.
We'll do it with some true grit, baby. True grit.
There you go. There
you
go.
Donna. Listen,
yes,
if you might have to use that now twice, so don't give up, because one day you'll walk out there and that entire bed will be totally like gone and it'll all be flattened. It's crazy.
Okay. Oh. Wow. I'm already getting the instant grits out of the cabinet. I am going to do this tonight.
Okay, the quick grits. Okay. And,
yes, ma'am. I will do that.
It.
Thank you
good
so much.
I'm sure it'll work. Just give it a little time, okay?
I will.
Now,
if it rains,
you're going to have to do it again, for sure.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah, because
every little bit of knowledge helps. Thank you. But thank you all for your support. I will get going now. I love you, Jenny. Have a good rest of the show, darling.
Thank you, sweetheart. We'll see you later.
You too, Shona.
See you later, Shona.
Bye.
All right.
Bye. Mwah. Oh, you're back in.
Bye.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
right.
You follow me, didn't you?
I thought I'd go and call off for a bit because we've had hot
weather.
Time for our next song. You guys remember KC and the Sunshine Band?
Oh,
we do.
Yeah.
Oh, they used to, back when they were doing their thing, everybody, until they saw the band perform, everybody thought that Casey was a black dude.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? He's not. He's lily white. He's lily white. But, boy, he can bring it. I used to love listening to them. And that was one reason. It's because he sounded like a black dude, but he was white. He could just do it. And that just made it really cool. So here's KC and the Sunshine Band. They're Keep It Coming, Love.
Keep it coming, love.
All right. That ended rather abruptly, but that's okay. It was getting a little long, so we can handle abruptness. Okay, honey, I got 5 minutes, and it is time to say thank you to everybody that was here. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Anne. And thank you, Shauna.
You're welcome.
It was a full house, and I love it. I absolutely loved it. It was fantastic to have y'all call in and be part of the show. I really appreciated it. I was hoping our new gentleman, Craig, would be calling in today, but he evidently got busy, hence nickname Very Busy. But anyway, maybe he'll call in again at some point. That's okay. It's all right. I'm taking care of something here. Okay. All right. There, now you're back again. So I had to open something.
I'm back. Yes.
But I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that was in the chat. Thanks for hanging in and having a good time. I really appreciate all your comments, and just thank you for being there. Thank you to all of my friends and relatives whom I know listen to me. I know you're there, and I so appreciate it. Thank you so much for supporting me and listening to the shows. I hope you enjoy them as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. Now, we've got gospel show tomorrow. Don't forget,
lovely.
Same time, same channel. And, if you come listen to it, you're going to be blessed, and you're going to enjoy it. So give it a try. Come and join us. Give it a try. And then I'm going to be doing a special one-hour Elvis music show on Tuesday. I'm not sure what time. Probably about 4 p.m. Well, yeah, probably about 4 p.m. my time, unless I do it early afternoon because I have an appointment at 3. So keep watch for the posting. Yeah. I'll post the show. It'll tell you exactly what time it's going to be. Just keep a lookout for it. That's going to be an hour of Elvis music on Tuesday. Kind of fill the empty place until Shauna gets back on Friday.
Looking forward to that. Lovely.
So there we go. Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be totally wonderful. And now I'm going to play one of my special Elvis songs. And I absolutely love this song. I really do love this song. Listen to it and you'll fall in love with it too. It's called This Is Our Dance.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. All right, let's sing.
We had a real good evening. Now all our friends are leaving. Everybody has gone, then play just one more song, 'cause this is our dance, darling, remember, it's our dance, loving and tender, I'll take you away, just one more time.
really know